Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 19, talking about letters. One may not send a letter on Friday with a Gentile, but one may send a letter with a Gentile on Wednesday or Thursday. When one sends a letter with a Gentile on Friday, and the Gentile is paid for his time, it appears as if the Gentile is being paid to begin delivering the letter in Friday and continue the act on Shabbos. This concern does not apply when the Gentile is commissioned to deliver the letter on Wednesday or Thursday. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Yossi HaChassid, the pious, would never send a letter with a Gentile, as Rabbi Yossi was concerned that the Gentile may carry it on Shabbos. Nowadays, with the postal system, they have a whole beautiful system. We have mailboxes all over the place, right next to our homes. Different situation than in the past, but it brings to mind the idea of preparing in advance for Shabbos. There's an idea, there's an element, there's a theory, and a mindset of being not just a Shabbos Jew, but an Erev Shabbos Jew. I think it was Rabbi J.J. Schachter or something. My wife and I once heard a lecture from him on Shabbos in the Five Towns, and I think he also quoted maybe Rav Soloveitchik or a different sage that said that we need to have the Erev Shabbos mindset. I fully agree, and I wish we could all subscribe to this, myself very much included, that we shouldn't be rushing to the last minute on Shabbos, to just keep Shabbos at the last minute. If we bring Shabbos into the week, Shabbos will fill our entire week. If we think about Shabbos not on Friday, sending out the letter right before Shabbos, but commissioning ourselves that we send it on Wednesday or Thursday, just like Beis Shammai would try to set aside everything for Shabbos, and Beis Hillel, I forget which one which, but they would try to always keep Shabbos in the mind, so too should we. If we set the table on Thursday night, and we make different things for Shabbos on Wednesday night and Thursday night, we try to do a lot of times, and we also try to bring ourselves into Shabbos, set up the candles before Shabbos. Why should it have to be that Shabbos comes in like a whirlwind on Friday? If it's like that, then it leads to a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of tension among the spouses, among the children, and it's a whole whirlwind of a thing. And many of us, myself very much included, are guilty of that. But if we set the table in advance and we get everything ready in advance, we cook in advance and we get our finest in advance, it leads to a whole calm and a whole menucha of Shabbos that permeates the rest of the week. My wife always says she loves when she comes down Friday morning, the table is set for Shabbos, the candles are set for Shabbos, and you feel like Shabbos is almost upon us. Shabbos is such a beautiful, wonderful gift, and in the days to come, God willing, when Mashiach comes, the whole world will be like Shabbos. The whole existence will be like Shabbos. Why not bring Shabbos into the rest of the week? As much as we can, we should be not just Shabbos Jews and Shabbos people, we should be Erev Shabbos Jews. And you know, they say, whoever prepares an Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. And that's not just a metaphor, not just literal, it's also metaphor. It's also, you know, an allegory for the world to come. If you prepare during the week, you prepare on Erev Shabbos, then your Shabbos will be enhanced. If you prepare in this world for the next world will be enhanced. You do whatever you can in this world so that you'll be able to enjoy on the world to come. If you don't cook before Shabbos, you don't set up before Shabbos, the whole Shabbos feels destroyed. The whole Shabbos feels affected. But if you set everything up and you get the special treats for yourself for Shabbos, you set up your books, you make the house clean as much as you can with the time you have, it makes a whole difference and the whole week will be affected. So let's be Erev Shabbos Jews as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 20 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.